I spent many years as an objective observer of this place, an academic, a historian, a researcher. On my better days, I was an anthropologist or some kind of gonzo documentarian, snapping pictures and recording my observations on the yellow legal pads I took everywhere, even to the beach that summer. Nantucket was a place I could understand as long as I kept everything at an arm's length. Better to stay involved with the history of a place than all the intricate goings-on of today. I carried that history like armor to protect against the present. I guess if I could memorize everyone else's story, I wouldn't have to think too much about my own. Well, I was on the phone with an architectural historian who studied Nantucket for decades. He asked how I'd been, and I told him the truth. I'd recently bought a pickup truck, which I was chalking up to the sign of an early-onset midlife crisis. "Oh, Mary," he exclaimed, "you're not having a midlife crisis. You've just gone native." Indeed. It took me 10 years, but I think I've done it. Besides the 2013 Tacoma I'm now a proud second owner of, I've wandered the moors and made my way out without getting too deeply lost. Gone native is a phrase used to describe ethnographers who get too entrenched in the culture they're studying. And people on Nantucket still use the word native to describe those born here, fiercely so. You see the bumper stickers that proudly tout, "Nantucket natives on board." I've threatened to buy that one and stick it on the back of said truck, as I drive so many natives around these days. Or, the more cutting, "Nantucket native, endangered species." According to my birth certificate, I am a native of Scituate, Massachusetts. I know nothing about the place, except that it shows up on the Boston news channels whenever there's a particularly bad storm. We moved to Provincetown when I was 3, and that's the place I say I am from, because it's the place that sunk its claws into me and shaped me the most into who I am, the place I lived the longest. Nantucket is now running a close second. In both Provincetown and on Nantucket, people are very prideful of being natives. Though most people are not born in Provincetown anymore, they're born up at Cape Cod Hospital in Hyannis. Wash ashore is a funny word, one that still cuts me deep depending on who hurls it in my direction. It's a sort of word one wash ashore can say to another. But if somebody born on this island lets it slip in regard to me, I do recoil a bit. Then again, plenty of fascinating things wash ashore out here. Sea glass, rare and tumbled smooth. Ships wrecked asunder on sandbars provided lumber for many Nantucket homes. In 1997, the island's beaches were spotted with wrapped candies after a Polish container ship lost its cargo in the high winds. People love to tell me about the 1980s, when 300 pounds of a controlled substance, one that's now perfectly legal in Massachusetts, washed ashore. "Save the bales," the t-shirts read. I can't explain why I feel a strong pull to belong to a place, to be accepted, to be seen as somebody indispensable. I keep working at it. And now I have a pickup truck, one that passed inspection, and one that takes me all the way over the sand, all the way to Great Point. I haven't gotten stuck yet, but there's still plenty of time.